Parents, children, and police officers gathered at the state capitol today for the 7th annual Missing Children and Adults Awareness Day. The ceremony honors police who have helped recover abducted children and provide support and comfort to families whose children are still missing. Attorney General Van Hollen says protecting children's safety should be everyone's top priority.
I think every one of us would take a bullet or throw ourselves in front of a bus and give our lives not just for our own children, but perhaps for any child. Yet there are so many things we can do that are less devastating to our well-being than that, which helps our children equally.
Van Hollen says one of those things is creating awareness about both the cause and the scope of the problem. There are almost 1,000 Wisconsin children on the National Missing Children's List. At today's ceremony, federal prosecutor Tracy Johnson says too many missing children end up at the mercy of the sex trade.
While families and law enforcement are looking for the missing, there may also be another group looking for the missing to take advantage of their vulnerability, and those are the human traffickers. The young girls walking the streets or appearing on the internet asking for prostitution dates at one time may have been listed on a missing child poster.
Johnson prosecuted the first human trafficking case brought in Wisconsin. She says about 1/3 of the teens who run away or are kicked out of their homes end up trading sex for money, food, or shelter. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.